As the number of refugees worldwide continues to soar, the U.S. is taking in far fewer of them, a decline we can see here in our region, too. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports.
The number of people displaced from their homes by violence or persecution last year topped more than 70 million worldwide, the highest number recorded by the UN. Nanette Kelly, who leads the New York office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, says nearly 30 million of these people fled their countries, about half of them children.
These numbers are huge, by the way. It's equivalent to the population of France or the population of Thailand.
The highest number of refugees came from Syria, followed by Afghanistan. But the U.S. is resettling far fewer refugees. Another change, who gets in?
We see a dramatic reordering of who is provided protection.
Nazanin Ash leads policy and advocacy work at the International Rescue Committee.
There's no group that's been spared by the plummeting rate of refugee admission.
But she says refugees from predominantly Muslim countries, like Syria, have seen the steepest cuts. And they are noticeable declines in New York and New Jersey, too. Avi Ziv leads the IRC's office for the two states.
Particularly in New Jersey, in 2016, we were seeing large numbers of Syrians resettling into the state.
The IRC says over the period of a year, starting in late 2015, it resettled dozens of Syrian families in New Jersey, about 180 people. Over the last 2 years, it's resettled one Syrian family. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.
Tomorrow, Yasmin is hosting an evening of storytelling, performance, and conversation with refugees in the Green Space. For tickets, visit WNYC.org/thegreenspace.